Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask Howard Lee and Leo Daughtry, North Carolina's primary elections are going to be held in 7 weeks. And we've talked with candidates who are really complaining because they say they don't have time to campaign and meet voters. Both of you have run for public office before. The deadline for filing was December 20th. Aren't we making re-election basically just for incumbents because of this short windows, candidates really don't have much time to campaign? What do you think, and should it be changed?
Well, I do think there's a legitimate complaint about the amount of time available to campaign. But I recall when I and possibly Leo were beginning our political journey, we had a limited number of ways in which we could reach voters. And you had radio, you had newspaper, but you had the other system of going out, shaking hands, hugging ladies, and kissing babies. And that was certainly effective.
That's called grassroots campaigning.
It's called grassroots campaigning. But the candidates today have multiple ways in which they can communicate with voters, even on a short period of time, through social media, through television, through mailings, just a number of ways in which they can do it. But I tell you, the most important technique I found for being successful as a politician is organization, getting people who believe in you, who are themselves become the ground troops. And so while the time is short, and certainly I'm at a point now where I love short political campaigns, that it would certainly seem to me to be beneficial to go out and organize and do what it takes. But and then finally, I'll say this, that if you want to be a public servant, then be prepared to campaign full time.
Because it just about is, isn't it? We hadn't seen it start yet, Leo, but it's not going to be too many more days before we start seeing television ads filling the airways, which is going to make it even more difficult, particularly for statewide and local candidates to be able to campaign. What do you think of this short
run? There'll be a lot of noise at the top.
You were part of this legislature back during the time when they decided to try to get into the real primary contest for naming presidential candidates,
right.
Which was legitimate.
They wanted to shorten it. They wanted to be involved in the presidential primaries, and this gave them the way to do it. If you wait until April or May, you become irrelevant.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the reason the time is shortened. But Howard's right. If you're going to get into this, if you're going to get your name out there, you've got to use every available technique, which includes now social media, includes radio, not much newspaper anymore.
No.
And
direct mail, a lot of direct mail.
And organization.
Yeah. And it costs money.
It costs a lot of money.
Now, I don't, what does a seat in the legislature cost now? It used to be something like $80,000 for a seat.
You're looking at maybe $300,000 in some cases.
Really?
People spending a lot of money on these local races.
And in the Senate, $1 million.
Interesting. I can remember back in the day when I was working for State Treasurer Harlan Boyles, we ran an entire statewide campaign on $200,000.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, it wasn't much of a campaign either. He did get reelected. Anyway, this is going to be an interesting election cycle, and we're going to be talking a lot about it on NC Spin. And we thank you for watching the Afterspin. We'll have more video all during the week on NCSpin.com.